There's people here that your relationship with the Lord is not where it should be. But I tell you now that God is saying it's time to run to Him. For His love is greater than your mistakes. If you're in this place, you've never given your life to Jesus, I want to ask every eye to be closed. You've never given your life to Jesus. You know, there's no such thing as Jesus as being a way. He's not a way, He's the way. There's no other way. You have to know Him personally. You cannot know the Lord through my relationship with Him. You have to know Him for yourself. There's people there who's cold. You know the Lord, but you're cold. You go to church whenever you feel like it. Your worship is non-existent. There's no more fire that drives you. There's people sitting here, you know the Lord only by name, but your heart is far from Him. There's people that know the Bible. You know the Lord, but the Lord does not know you. The Bible says it's not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, shall inherit the kingdom of God. But those who has done the will of my Father, me shall say in that day, Lord, we've cast out demons in your name. We prophesied in your name. He'll say, go away. I never knew you. You workers of iniquity. I'm speaking to people right now who knows that you know that that Holy Spirit that I was preaching about is pulling on your heart right now. And you say, Vessel, I want to give my life to Jesus for the first time. Or Vessel, I want to be on fire again. I don't want to be cold no more. I want you to lift your hand high if I'm speaking to you. You say, Vessel, I want to give my life to Christ for the first time. Lift your hands. Vessel, I'm cold. And I want to surrender myself to Him. Lift your hands very high. And those who say, Vessel, I'm uncertain if I'm saved, I want you to lift your hand. If you stand in front of me, there's any doubt in you, if Christ has to return now, if you'll be with Him for eternity, then you're not ready. If you lifted your hand, quickly come to the front. Even if I'm just speaking to one that wants to obey the Holy Spirit. You see, if you deny Him before man, He will deny you before the Father. If you come, just stand to my right, to the church left. If you've lifted your hand, then we're going to finish. Come, if you lifted your hand. Say, Vessel, I want to give my life to Jesus. Or maybe, Vessel, I gave my life to the Lord once, but I'm cold. I'm cold. The Bible says, if you're cold, God is far away from you. If you're lukewarm, He spew you out of His mouth. In actual fact, the Bible says God will vomit you out of His mouth. In other words, when God looks at a lukewarm person, He gets nausea. He says He'll vomit you out of His mouth. We can't live a life getting ready. We have to live a life being ready. And there's more people that needs to be in the front. And you wrestle with it. Don't wrestle. Today is the day of salvation. Where will you spend eternity? Not because of your own good works, only through Christ. Going to church on a Sunday does not make you safe. You're not safe because you go to church. You have to have a personal relationship. Personal relationship doesn't mean I speak to Him on a Sunday. It means He's my Alpha and He's my Omega. He's the beginning of all my decisions. If you're a businessman and Jesus is not your CEO, you have a problem. If you're not a businessman, you work for a boss and your finances, he's not in charge of it, you've got a problem. You need to make Him the Alpha and the Omega. I want our whole church to pray this prayer with me. And the prayer does not save you. If your heart doesn't mean it, this prayer means nothing. You have to mean every word from the very bottom of your heart. Come on, church, you that's in this building, I want you to lift your voices and say, Heavenly Father, today I come as a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. Lord Jesus, I pray that today You will come into my heart. I accept You as my Lord and my personal Savior. Wash me. Cleanse me of all my sin, all my iniquity, and remove every sickness through Your blood in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I pray, write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I promise you, from this morning, I will serve you in spirit and in truth. No more excuses. Use me and fill me. Holy Spirit, from this morning, I surrender. I yield myself in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you that now I'm saved, washed, cleansed. I'm a new creation, and you make all things new. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.